This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. That's the point of this program. It is Thanksgiving weekend, but we're still here doing live programming, unlike a lot of the talk radio business. I want to talk to you about anything that's on your mind, though. We're going to start things out tonight with a special guest, someone who... Really, it's been too long since we've had her on the show. Jody Emery is with us from Cannabis Culture and freemark.ca. Jody, where are you tonight, by the way?
Well, I'm at home in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Excellent. So always nice to have you on the program. For our listeners that don't know you, maybe they haven't listened for long enough to hear the last time you were on the show. You are the wonderful activist, super activist wife of Mark Emery, who himself is also a super activist. So much of a super activist that he managed to get himself taken away from his freedom, as many of us activist types, that happens to us. I actually spent a few days in jail, 58 of them this year myself, which of course is completely different from federal prison, where Mark is in a 5-year stint for the horrible, terrible, dastardly crime of selling seeds on the internet.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Mark was taken out of Canada to the United States, even though he had never left Canada. And people can find out more about the details of who he is, what he did, why he did it, and what happened to him by going to freemark.ca, and that's Mark with a C, or cannabisculture.com.
He's one of my heroes. I mean, this is a guy who for a long time has been kind of out and in support of ending not just the war on cannabis, but the war on all drugs. And he's a really freedom-oriented guy. For our listeners that don't know, he supported Ron Paul back in 2008. I'm sure he's doing the same thing this year. Is that the case?
Oh, absolutely. Mark and I are 100% behind Ron Paul for president. And it's good to see an old image I used to put around in the last election still being used to promote it. A little catchphrase I came up with, Liberty turns me on, vote for Ron Paul. It's a bikini centerfold type shot. But,
yeah, I saw that.
That was before. And excuse my raspy voice today. I was out protesting against our prime minister yesterday and getting all over the news with that. So got my activist voice tired out here. So that's why I'm a bit raspy.
You know, I think Mark's case brings up a really interesting area of government growth, the inevitable growth of government, because whenever a government's around, it either grows or dies. And, you know, in his case, he hadn't left Canada. He wasn't selling seeds in the United States. He was doing something that was, if not legal, at the very least ignored by the Canadian government. They knew what he was doing. You know, he was doing all kinds of smoke-out protests.
He was
in
even
Canada.
Paying taxes to the Canadian government.
Yeah, absolutely. They were collecting his taxes on it. And the United States government demanded his head, even though he'd never committed a crime. And this is about sovereignty. And one wonders, you know, like, you know, how big and how intrusive is the United States government going to get if it's willing to go and pluck somebody out of a sovereign country for doing stuff it didn't like, essentially?
Absolutely. And, you know, the crime that they accused him of, which was selling the seeds of freedom to overgrow the government, as he always said, his real crime, as admitted by the DEA in their press release, was that he was the leader of a legalization movement and gave money away to legalization activists in the United States and Canada and around the world.
So it was a speech
crime. That was the purpose. Yeah, and the purpose of the seed sales was to generate money, and Mark gave over $4 million away to activist groups, lobbyists, court cases, suing the federal government, rallies, protests, so many ballot initiatives. There are people using medical marijuana legally today in Colorado, Washington, D.C., Nevada, Alaska. He gave money to all these people in all these places, and more importantly, even gave them the seeds. So the overgrowing has been done. We've seen California and many different U.S. states just become so huge in the past few years. Mark was selling seeds from 1994 to 2005, and in that time, the U.S. was still very far backwards from where it is today, and he used millions of seeds and millions of dollars to make the change that we see today, and he he's serving prison time for it.
And that's why they're upset, because he spoke out, because there are plenty of people that are selling seeds on the internet, and the DEA isn't hunting them down like they hunted down Mark Emery.
Yeah, you can still buy seeds on the internet. It doesn't seem to have been really the high crime. The high crime seems to have been attempting to undo the war on drugs, and specifically the war on cannabis.
Yes, as the press release says, and people can actually go to freemark.ca and see
M-E-R-C.
The original document, and it says that it's a significant blow to the marijuana legalization movement, his arrest. The press release doesn't even mention seeds once, so it tells you straight up what it was all about, legalization,
yep.
Marijuana magazine, activism. It's made very clear.
You know, it kind of reminds me of another activist friend of ours who is also facing federal prison time. This one is facing something like 25 years. It's Bernard von Notthaus. He's the founder of the Liberty Dollar. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of the Liberty Dollar, but not of this recent news.
It's a little old at this point, just because the court system just turns so slowly. But back in 2007, they raided his home office in Indiana, raided the vault in which he had all of his gold and silver stored, and basically took all, you know, millions of dollars worth of gold and silver from him, shut down his business, arrested some of his employees while they were at it. They held one of them, Kevin Innes, who is actually from Canada, held him in an immigration jail for over 2 years before dropping his charges. Bernard ended up being found guilty of so-called counterfeiting, even though what he was making was essentially an outreach piece. I mean, it had a website on it, it had a phone number on it, and the idea was to get people, you know, get their attention to real money like silver and gold. And that was what the Liberty Dollar was for, but it became so successful, it was the most successful alternative currency in the United States, that they targeted him and they took him out, and now he's been found guilty of a jury of his so-called peers and is awaiting sentencing, and he's in his late 60s. I mean, at least Mark's going to be able to get out and have a life waiting for him. Bernard von Notthaus, he's got essentially a death sentence coming to him. I mean, it's again the same thing where they find somebody that has a political message that is threatening to the status quo, and they take him out. It's sick.
Absolutely. The U.S. government is doing that every day. They're going after activists of all causes. I mean, even this homegrown terrorism discussion they're having, you know, there's a bill I saw at the ACLU website. There's a bill that was passed secretly in the Senate to allow the U.S. government to arrest and detain indefinitely any citizen from any country, anywhere around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe this is true, but the U.S. government, as we know, under Obama, has certainly become even worse than it was under Bush.
Well, that's certainly what we've seen over time, is each president kind of expands the executive power, and then they pass on all that power to whoever comes next, and they expand it. And so, you know, Bush was worse than Clinton, Obama's worse than Bush, and whoever comes next,
yeah.
You know, if it's not Ron Paul, it's probably going to be worse than, you know, Obama. So let's get a couple important points out, because I'd like to have you on for the whole hour, if that's possible.
Oh, sure.
I mean, presuming we get enough interest, people want to call and talk to you at 855-453. If you've got a question for Jody Emery, she is with us here, and just an incredible activist for change and freedom, and obviously want to talk a little bit more about what's happening with Mark as well, because he's been sitting in a jail cell, prison cell, federal prison now for, has it been over 2 years?
Well, he was extradited on May 10th, 2010, so he has his early release date set for July 9th, 2014. That's 85% of a 5-year sentence.
Jeez.
For good behavior.
So well over a year and a half behind federal prison bars at this point. And one of the most insulting things is that they had him initially in the CTEC prison in Seattle, pretty much right across the border from where you live over in Vancouver. And then they just decided to make life more difficult on Jody. We're going to move Mark down to, I believe, Georgia?
Yeah, he was sent there. And then now to Mississippi, where he's in a medium security prison right now.
Let's come back and talk about what's going on with Mark, what his circumstances are like there in federal prison, and of course, if you've got a question for Jody Emery, she's with us here, 855-450-FREE. Take control, it's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can take control of these airwaves and dial in toll free. Though if you've got a question for Jody Emery, your call will be given priority at the moment here. 855-450-FREE is the number here. 1-855-450-3733. We'll continue with Jody in a moment.
Get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. As a matter of fact, they actually make it available to you, whether you have a flea market stall or a retail outlet. You can get them in bulk. Or they make stickers for your band, business, or church. Libertystickers.com.
Mark Emery is a heroic activist, one of my heroes, who has been standing up for the ideas of freedom and specifically ending the insane war on drugs, focusing on cannabis. He was a publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine, which was available in many newsstands. Of course, magazines having a tough time these days. They decided to stop publishing it in print, but of course it's still online, much like the Christian Science Monitor also
yep.
stopped doing print. So cannabisculture.com is still a great site to go to get information about the cannabis legalization movement. We've got Jody Emery on the line with us here. She is just a super activist as well, the lovely wife of Mark Emery. He's in jail, in prison actually, federal prison in the United States for a 5-year prison sentence, was sent in early in 2010 after being extradited from Canada, just an insane process. And then they decided to move Mark down south. They had him in SeaTac prison in Seattle, right across the border from Jody. She's in Vancouver. And then they just decided just to make life more difficult for Jody, you know, make her travel a lot farther, and if she wants to see her husband in prison. So then they took him down to Georgia. He's now in – did you say it was Kentucky, Jody?
No, he was sent to Nevada for a bit and then Georgia, and now he's in Mississippi.
Mississippi, okay. So he's in Mississippi, still down about as far south as you can possibly go, in a medium security prison. He was originally in a max, I think, because SeaTac was a max, if I'm recalling correctly. So
SeaTac is before trial, so everybody is treated the same because they're not guilty of a crime yet or not sentenced as guilty of a crime. So that's maximum for pretrial. It always is. But he was sent to a private prison down in Georgia, which was really horrific, terribly run, and he was blogging about it, which you can read at freemark.ca and cannabisculture.com. And after complaining about it and getting the attention of the Federal Bureau of Prisons and the Justice Department and Geo Group, the private prison company, they decided to ship him out of there and send him to a medium security federal facility where it's actually a lot better than the private prison was. So
how has the circumstances changed? What's better one to the next?
Well, in low security prisons and in private prisons, which are mostly illegal immigrants and foreigners, Mark's a Canadian, so it was mostly foreigners. They're housed in dorm housing, so those are big warehouses with about 60 men in one room in bunk beds all throughout the room. So disease spreads rampant in there. Mark contracted MRSA, the superbug infection in that facility.
That's very common, by the way, for people that don't know that jails, prisons, MRSA is a skin infection, if I'm not mistaken, and it is very contagious.
Dirty places.
You can lose limbs and it can even kill people. It's in hospitals and anywhere where people are housed in close confines together. So that's one of the drawbacks. They just had very poor food. They had no accountability, terribly run management, rights were being violated all the time. And Mark would do legal work for inmates and he would help rectify all the abuses that were taking place. And of course, they didn't really like that, you know, and they even held him in solitary confinement in Seattle before he was sentenced for bringing attention to bad things that were going on. So they, you know, they realize he's a loudmouth, but the best way to keep him quiet is to put him somewhere more comfortable. So the facility he's in now, they have improved food. They have programs like music. He's taken up bass guitar, so that's been able to give him something to keep him busy and keep him from just giving into despair. I mean, I don't know how these prisoners make it with 30-year sentences for nonviolent drug crimes. It's insane and tragic. The people and the lives they've seen destroyed and what he sees inside, too.
I know that I was on the, as I mentioned, I was in jail for a little while, which is completely different from prison. But it is so tragic meeting these guys on the inside and hearing their stories and just how, you know, life on the outside for them was tough already. And then, of course, it got worse after they got arrested and lost their job and their, you know, their girlfriend leaves them and they get out of jail and they have absolutely nothing left.
And, you know, another sad aspect of this is the American public is forced to pay for this nonsense. It didn't work during Prohibition, and it's not going to work now. I mean, these are men that have never been convicted of harming anyone for anything, and they're given, in some cases, decades to do over, you know, the transportation of a plant or the extract of a plant. I mean, this it just doesn't make any sense. And frankly, the numbers of people doing drugs haven't diminished over time. The same amount of folks are doing drugs. It's just the United States continues to incarcerate more and more people. The largest incarcerator on the planet, and the numbers going up, not going down. The war on drugs is failing. It's actually doing what it's supposed
it's
to do.
It's succeeding in putting bodies in jail,
and it's succeeding in extracting tax dollars from taxpayers and giving it to bureaucrats.
And it creates also a new slave labor system, mm-hmm. where you have a huge number of minorities in prisons and being forced to work. Did you know 100% of military helmets, ammunition belts, are made, and vests and all that are made by prisoners?
Wow.
I mean, Mark was asked if he wanted to work at the Unicor plant at the prison he's at, but that's a war machine facility, and he said even if he gets better pay than the $18 a month he gets for doing rec work now, he said he couldn't go and do anything for the war machine.
No way.
But it's happening all across America, and even if you're a citizen who believes that criminals are all bad people that deserve to be in there, then your outrage should be directed at the fact that jobs are being taken away from the ordinary Americans out on the street trying to find work, but they can't compete when people are paying prisoners pennies to do the job instead. And they've just created an entire private prison slave labor force, and the private prison industry donates millions of dollars to government officials on the state level and federally in order to get laws enacted to put more people in prison. That's what these immigration laws are all about. It's seeing huge numbers of nonviolent people imprisoned to utilize their bodies for work that are cheap for big companies. And it's being introduced in Canada, unfortunately. We have a George Bush prime minister here who is devastating our country in the next few years to come. It's really going to be bad and dark up here.
Prison, the war on drugs. You got a question for Jody Emery. She's here with us at 855-450-FREE. More coming up here with Jody in a moment. She's also doing her own show. I want to talk about that as well on YouTube, which is cool, the Jody Emery Show. And we'll get into that also, more about Mark, what's going on with him, how to get in touch with Mark, freemark.ca. The address at the Mississippi prison is right there. Just scroll down the page a little bit, freemark.ca. More coming up with Jody Emery, 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up absolutely anything you want, although if you've got a question for Jody Emery, she is with us here, and we'll take your calls for Jody prior to anyone else. And then, of course, the show will revert to its normal way of being in hour number two. 855-450-FREE is the number here. We'll continue with Jody in a moment.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. I went shopping there not too long ago, got some stuff, and I was really stunned by the low prices. Some of the prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. If you're into camping, hunting, or shooting, ManVentureOutpost.com is a place for you.
All right. So Jody Emery is with us here. She is one of the publishers of Cannabis Culture, what was formerly the magazine. I guess can you still call something a magazine if it's only online? I've seen that being done. I don't. Do you guys still call it Cannabis Culture Magazine, or is it just CannabisCulture.com now?
Well, people call it Cannabis Culture Magazine or just Cannabis Culture. I mean, we have the Cannabis Culture headquarters store and our Cannabis Culture online store. Cannabis Culture News Live is a live show done every Friday on Pot TV. And we have two other live shows each week as well, From Under the Influence with Marijuana Man and Open Mic with Opus. So we have these shows at Pot.TV. They stream live.
Now, Pot.TV actually has been around like before YouTube, if I'm recalling correctly. Pot.TV's been
Absolutely.
Doing you've been doing content on the internet for a long time.
Yeah, it was done when the internet was first capable of allowing for streaming video. Mark sank $250,000 into this information source. So our archives of Pop TV, you can still reach through a link at pop.tv, but they require older real players to watch
right.
them. We're going to be working on bringing everything up to date, but for now we have these live videos done through live stream, and those are also posted at cannabisculture.com. And we have our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/pottv network, and that's where my weekly show is posted and any other clips and videos that we are able to produce on our limited resources. But we try and do as much as we can.
You do. I mean, you guys crank out the content, and how much more difficult is it, though? I mean, obviously, you know, your husband, Mark, is in a federal prison cell for selling seeds. He's going to be in there for 5 years. It's been a year and a half, and you've been pretty much holding down the entire operation. I mean, how much more work are you doing now that he has been put away?
Well, managing, you know, 20 employees and a massive retail store and an online news website that's the most popular marijuana news website on the internet, and Pot TV, and trying to take care of Mark and keep in touch with him every day, and just doing any activism I can. Like I said, I was protesting with the leader of Canada, was here in town, and we're protesting this massive crime bill they're introducing and pushing through Parliament with their total majority power. So we have bad things happening up here, and there's never a lack of opportunity to get in the newspapers or talk to the press or hold an event. So we've been doing as much of that as we can. And, you know, it is tough without Mark, but thankfully I've got our cannabis culture editor, Jeremiah Vandermeer, is amazing. He produces, he runs the whole website. He's the only employee, really, of cannabis culture. We do have part-time helper, but Jeremiah does it all, and he's an amazing sidekick to me. So with every great organization, you've got to have great people. So
yeah.
I certainly wouldn't be able to do it without my team who's behind me now.
Jody, I have a question here. Now, Canada has recently instituted a new, big government, conservative government there. But previously it was much more liberal when Mark was running his business selling seeds all over the world, marijuana seeds. It was much more liberal. Was what he was doing legal or just ignored?
Well, it was ignored, but there were also gray zones. For example, Mark was very well recognized for doing a smoke-out tour across Canada in the summer of legalization, 2003. The purpose of that was because courts had decided in a few different provinces, which are equal to your states, that marijuana laws were not valid. So he decided to fly across the country smoking out, daring the police to arrest him so he could prove in court that the laws weren't valid. And he did get arrested in places, but he got the charges dropped because the laws were in flux. And Mark had also been arrested a number of times for selling seeds, but continued to do it again and again, defying those laws to try and get into court to prove the laws invalid. He had already done that with his life before marijuana activism. He fought against censorship. He brought music and magazines and books into Canada that were illegal by opening his store on Sundays, which was also illegal. He has a long career of civil disobedience, which people can actually watch in detail in a documentary called The Principle of Pot, which should be linked to from the freemark.ca website.
This is new. I have not heard of this yet.
That website is free, M-A-R-C, Mark.
Yeah,
that's correct, Mark, with a C.
No, wait.
And you can also get to it through cannabisculture.com.
Tell me more about the principle of pot, because I know that Mark's been kind of called the Prince of Pot. That's kind of been his handle for a while. And I know he's had a number of, like, you know, major news organizations like 60 Minutes reporting on him and things like that. But is this a document? Tell me more about the principle of pot.
Well, there's a movie called The Prince of Pot, which was done by our national broadcaster here, and that's one that people have mostly seen, done in 2007. That's about an hour long. It's great to tell you his story. But The Principle of Pot is like a five-hour mega-documentary analyzing Mark's life in his career based with all the news footage that this documentary maker could find, Paul McKeever. If you want to find the video, it's youtube.com/PaulMcKeever. And he spent many, many months or over years finding all the footage that he could to show all the freedom battles Mark fought for and tying it into the story of libertarianism and how Mark's belief in liberty and the impact of Ayn Rand's novels and books on him made such a huge change in Canada with regard to freedom and liberty in general and the marijuana laws more specifically. So that documentary, The Principle of Pot, is very extensive and matches up how Mark's activism and his efforts and the money he spent and the ways that he heckled authority and everything he did, all his civil disobedience, helped make our culture and our freedom in Canada what it was before he was, you know, arrested.
And beyond, you know, and beyond Canada. I mean, he's had a worldwide impact. I know he had an impact on me personally when I was younger, watching, you know, pot, I mean, I found pot TV way back in probably the late 90s. And, and you know, he had an impact on me, just the courage. It just shows that, and this is something similar to what Gandhi and others have said in the past, that one man really can make a difference, but you have to stand up for what you believe in and not back down.
And I'd like to before we go on, many people will look in the United States, which is largely where we're broadcast, think of Canada as our socialist neighbor to the north. But in Heritage.org ranks, and this is a conservative organization, Heritage.org is, ranks the freest countries in the world as to their economic freedom, because it's really difficult to rank social freedoms. And Canada comes in number 6. The United States comes in number 9. And the United States is moving down the list right now. Canada has been moving up. That's to change from last year. So those that are sitting out there on their high freedom horse right now ought to take it, consider that its knees has been knocked out from underneath it.
Well, Canada is in a very scary position with Harper. I mean, we know that on December 7th, actually, Obama and Harper are going to be meeting together to finalize the security perimeter agreement.
That sounds scary. I don't even know what it is yet, and it sounds scary. Can you tell us more about it in a moment, Jody?
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
More with Jody Emery here in just a bit. Final segment, last chance. If you got a question for her, we can sneak in here at 855-450-FREE. The security perimeter. What? Oh, God. Oh, 855.
Keeping you safe, Ian.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airways here. Jody Emery's with us from freemark.ca and cannabisculture.com. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, we're here with you. Even though it's Thanksgiving weekend, we're here to take your phone calls. Mark, you're going to be doing the live Sunday show tomorrow. And
indeed.
Things are as normal here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, except for the fact we have a special guest on the line. We don't normally do guests on this program. You have to be pretty outstanding, I think, to get on this show. We'll break our format of just taking open phones all the time and actually go into guest mode here, and we're doing that because Jody Emery is herself an outstanding activist, but also the wife of another super activist, Mark Emery, who's in a prison cell on a 5-year sentence for the horrible crime of selling seeds over the internet. He lived in Canada at the time and didn't matter to the United States because they, you know, basically treat Canada like their bitch, the 51st state, and were able to get the Canadian politicians to hand him over to go to court in the U.S. even though he didn't do the so-called crime of selling seeds in the U.S. He's now in jail in a prison cell in Mississippi. If you'd like to write to him, I'm sure he would love to hear from you. The address at his federal prison is right there on the front page of freemark.ca. That's freemark with a C, .ca. Just scroll down a little bit and you'll find the address there. Also, Jody Emery, she's been on the show here throughout the hour, and we've had her on in the past a number of times. We're actually going to have the chance to meet Jody in person, Mark, which I'm pretty excited about because we've been talking to you for years, Jody. You've been on the Shrine of Female Listeners actually for a long time, and I heard that you're going to be speaking at the upcoming Liberty Forum in February.
Yes, I was invited and honored to be invited, and Mark was extremely excited about it, so I've accepted, and hopefully I'll be there next year.
Yeah, and it's going to be February 23rd through the 26th. Folks can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get signed up, use our discount code, which is FTL2012. You'll save 10% on the already low prices. I mean, this is probably the most affordable convention you'll ever attend. I mean, it's under $200, and that gets you in for all weekend to every single event, speech, panel discussions, gets you into the
meals.
Yeah, the meals. So all of that. You'll get to see Jody speak and a number of other great folks like Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Also, John Lott from More Guns, Less Crime. He's going to be there as well. A bunch of speakers have already been announced and more are still to come. So don't wait to sign up, because the longer you wait, the closer you're going to get to that day where the price goes up. As soon as they announce all the speakers, as I understand it, that's when the price goes up, because kind of right now you're buying in because you're speculating on who else is going to be in. It doesn't matter who's speaking.
It's always good.
It's not about who's speaking. It's about getting together with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out in the same hotel for a weekend. It's an absolute blast. And, of course, Jody, I know that you guys over at CannabisCulture.com have reported on some of the goings-on here in New Hampshire with, like, the Keene 420 celebrations. There was a huge article in Cannabis Culture not too long ago about those. And the 420 celebrations spread out from Keene, where we do the show. They've been happening in Concord every single 420. Actually, they're doing 420 and November 5th cannabis smokeouts in front of the State House in Concord, and they've been growing every single year. This year, we actually went inside the State House, and there was a singing. There were these cannabis Christmas carols, very just fun Christmas carols. We're going to post the lyrics to them over at freekeen.com here probably within the next couple weeks, but just basically riffing on Christmas carols with different lyrics, and we had over 100 people singing those in the State House. They didn't quite go in the governor's office, but I bet next year we're probably going to have people go in the governor's office and maybe hotbox the governor's office. I'm not sure if that's you know, we'll see how things go, but things have been getting very interesting around here, and you know, a lot of it comes back to some of the things that Mark Emery's been doing up in Canada for the last couple decades, because he's influenced a lot of this, and I think it's gonna be a blast to have you at the Liberty Forum, especially considering that word is there's another 420 celebration scheduled for the Liberty Forum in Nashua. So of course it would be an honor if you would come out and attend.
Oh, absolutely. And a little fun fact is that the worldwide April 20th smokeout celebration that goes on everywhere, that brings so many people together, that actually originated here in Vancouver in the 1990s. Mark's employees said, hey, we should make April 20th, 420, a pot day. And Mark said, well, you already have 420 the time every day. You don't need a whole day to do it. But his employees went ahead and held a rally protest. And every year it got bigger and bigger here in Vancouver until all the media and documentaries started showing what was going on. And, of course, YouTube comes out, and everybody can tune into other cities all over the world through YouTube. And they all saw that happening here. So we only compete now in size against, I think, the University in Denver, Colorado. They have a massive smokeout. But we still get 10 to 20,000 even here gathering throughout the day, big crowds. So it's definitely a tradition that started in Vancouver, but it's gone around the world, and it's great to see. It proves that even though Mark was arrested in 2005 and the seed money and all those millions of dollars and financing for activists disappeared, the people and the passion still exists and still carries on and gets stronger, and that was the whole point of what Mark did. And I wanted to let people know, if you want to keep on top of what Mark is doing or what I'm doing, Facebook and Twitter, I'm on there all the time. So facebook.com/Jody Emery, and that's J-O-D-I-E, and facebook.com/Mark Emery or Prince of Pot. Those are his two pages. He has over 48,000 fans on the Free Mark page, I think it is. And I'm always on Twitter tweeting about the news at twitter.com/Jody Emery, too.
Excellent. Plenty of ways to keep in touch, and looking forward to the Liberty Forum. Again, if people go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. That's where you get more details on the hotel and all that stuff, and get signed up with coupon code FTL2012 to save 10%. So Mark's still in a prison cell, you said. Early release date going to be 2014. They're making him serve 85% of the sentence before a good behavior early release.
Yep, they allow federal inmates to do just 85% if they're on good behavior. If Mark was an American, he would be able to take a drug treatment course and other things that would help reduce the time. But because he's a Canadian, he doesn't have the right to any of that sort of thing. But he took the drug course. He had to take it. And, of course, he did a bit more educating than the booklets did.
Oh, man.
But
So, has he been meeting, has he told you any stories about some of the folks he's been meeting down there, some of their stories?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The vast majority of them are people who are there for drug offenses. You know, they may have had a weapon in their car, but from my understanding, most Americans do like their right to have a weapon. So even though nobody was hurt in these offenses, people get 20, 30-year sentences. And Mark is treated fine. You know, we worry about the safety of anybody in prison because it is a dangerous place. But I don't know whether it's because Mark is just a blatantly honest, friendly, loving, compassionate type person, or I don't know what it is, but he never gets in trouble with people. He never has problems. The guards and the inmates all treat him with respect.
That's good.
I mean, they see Tommy Chong on TV wearing the Free Mark logo, or you know, they see magazine articles about him, so they all know who he is, and they treat him with respect, and he treats everybody else with respect. He's a model prisoner as far as model prisoners go, and that's not because he wants to appeal to authority. It's because he wants to get out of there safe and sound and make it home to me.
That's similar to my experience being in jail as well.
Yeah, experience in prison, and I was in there for 9 years, and it wasn't for a nonviolent offense like Mark. My experience was that they didn't. As long as you kept your mouth shut when everybody was told to keep your mouth shut, you could pretty much say and have whatever opinion you wanted. And if you didn't cause any trouble in a physical sense, you weren't going to get into trouble. So I mean, you didn't steal and you didn't fight, and there wasn't going to be a problem.
Right. Mutual respect goes a long way. And I, as I said before, I don't have a beef with the prison guards. My beef is with the police and the judicial system. The prison guards, they don't have the discretion to just open up the doors and let people out, unfortunately, as nice as that would be. Whereas the judicial system and the police all have discretion at every point along that process, from arrest to the courtroom situation, whether we're talking about the arresting officer, the prosecutor, or the man wearing the robe. Each one of those individuals has the ability to say, no, I'm not going to enforce these bad laws. And they could put a stop to this madness.
Well,
they're the ones I have a beef with.
If there are other police around, it's going to be more difficult for them. If they happen to be the only one on the scene.
But my point is, I don't have a beef with the guys that are running the jail. I get along with them very well. I had some great conversations with them. I imagine Mark's doing the same. And if you want to write to Mark, please go to freemark.ca. His address is right there on the front page. Freemark, that's Mark with a C, .ca. I'm sure he would love to hear from you. Jody, thanks so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you, as always, and keep fighting for liberty. I'm totally behind you guys.
We'll be here and look forward to seeing you in a couple months at the Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 26th. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Jody. Coming up here,
hour number two is on the way. 855-450-FREE. Open phones. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.